That's Dr. Anne. If you're just tuning in and joining us, this is Zandiri. And you can be part of this conversation. All you have to do is SMS the word Zandiri to 33500. And remember, platform yedundemaharachaizochaizo. So whatever question, whatever concern you have, you can go ahead and send a message through there onto the U Report platform. And we are also live on the Zandiri Facebook page right now. So questions, you can go ahead and ask my questions. There is no question that is too silly or whatever you want to ask, feel free to do so. We are also live on the ZFM Stereo Facebook page. And as I mentioned before, this show is proudly brought to you by PEPFAR and USAID. And Zandiri also has developed a package of communication tools to raise COVID-19 awareness, prevention and support among children, adolescents and young people. And there's also the latest COVID and mental health animation, which is being aired on ZBC. Also available in this package are comics, leaflets, fact sheets, my posters and radio sessions. And as you know, Futhi, Kuti, Zandiri Radio Show is a platform for young people and the rest of the community to learn more about HIV-related health information. So if there's anyone out there you know who needs the information, feel free to, you know, let them know, Kuti, Zandiri no buda Saturday, nguva takati takati takati, and let them also plug in and learn some more. And so we move on to the next question, and it's for you, Deirdre. How is TB spread? Now, when we're going to talk about this, I'm going to boy, and they're going to talk about the streets.
Yeah,
I'm going to say,
I'm going to community.
Exactly. So, Deirdre, could you please tell us how it spreads?
Hi, my name is Deirdre Machutula and I'm a CARES and a youth advocate representing MAD South. So TB is spread through the air from one person to another. The bacteria is put into the air when a person with TB coughs, sneezes, speaks or sings. People nearby may breathe in this bacteria and become infected. So being near someone with TB disease when they cough, sneeze or even talk close to your face for an extended period of time puts you at risk for infection. But it's important to know that TB is not spread by shaking someone's hand, sharing food or drink, touching bed linens or toilet seats.
Izvo guys of Shark Boy, nanch to Roma, not si papa.
Yeah, Papa, because it's a one that is one of us because it's here, because you go to Munanga Rada.
And knowledge is power, and that's what we're all about here on Zandiri. Kuudzana udzana. Chokwadi ma facts chayo chayo. Ndo atino manya nao.
Right. Ndo saka program ye iripo. And I think if we reach out now, we wonder and wanwaru fara information is kubuda about this program.
That's true.
Okay, so Uncle Wilson, I would want to ask you today, what are the signs and symptoms of TB?
All right, this is a very important question. There are different signs and symptoms associated with TB infection. The World Health Organization recommends that people presenting with the coughing, night sweats, fever, and weight loss for more than 2 weeks need further investigations for TB. So in most instances, we have the health workers wanting their clients to show at least 2 signs to suspect the presence of TB without which they attribute it to HIV itself. To say maybe these signs as a result of such a medication because they are reaction to such a medication, yet they are for TB itself. So there are also moments whereby we have clients presenting with headache, backache, and abdominal pains. So these may also be signs and symptoms for extrapulmonary TB, and the caution also need to be taken when you are trying to look for these signs and symptoms and to diagnose TB itself. So these make it difficult, especially when you want to use these symptoms to say, I want to diagnose TB using these symptoms, because they are not reflective of what the World Health Organization says in terms of those basic screening for TB. I also want to remind everyone that Other forms of TB may even go to an extent of causing one to cough up blood, have fatigue, and even lose appetite. Something that you also need to take note of when you want to know about the signs and symptoms of TB and suspect that one might have it.
Thank you very much, Uncle Wilson. Aiwa, nasisha kubwe, katripa kudzidza chaizvo chaizvo. Mafix.
Yeah, because vamwe vanono unaita masymptoms e TB, but ungo ignore, chingoti pamwe akangoruka chikosoro ndangotonhorwawo. Pamanje enezwa kuziya information kwanza kuziya way forward.
And so moving on over to you, Dr. Anne, if you could please tell us what can we do to ensure that we don't get TB? Pane zvinokwanisa kuitika here, zvinokwanisa kuita kuti ndisaite TB?
The most important thing to know about TB is that it's an airborne disease. It means it's spread from a person who has TB of the lungs, who coughs into a room, and then someone else comes into that room and inhales. And then they get TB of the lungs. So it likes dark and enclosed spaces, and it likes when people are living very close on each other. It usually needs that you are quite close to a person to get TB, even though you can get it also from someone where you just spend a little bit of time. But mostly it's when you live with someone who also has TB when you get it. So if you want to protect yourself against TB, the most important thing to do is that you make sure you always have good ventilation in the rooms and you're not living in small and enclosed spaces. The other thing to know about TB is that it's deactivated by sunshine. It means it's not killed, but it won't be able to harm you in the sun. So when you're outdoors, you're basically safe from TB. The people who are most at risk for TB are healthcare workers because they come into contact with patients who have TB. But then it's also people who live in prison because they're living in quite enclosed spaces where there are no social distancing. Or people working in mines for the same reason. It's small spaces, dark spaces, and with very little ventilation. If you're living with someone who has TB, what you can do to protect yourself is to make sure you're not sleeping in the same room and that you keep outdoors as much as possible. The issue of mask, there's something called an N95 mask. If you're wearing it, then you can protect yourself. But the normal surgical masks or the cloth masks won't protect you against TB because the TB particles are very, very small. However, if the person who has TB is wearing a cloth mask or a surgical mask, they will protect the people around them. It's not 100%, but they will be more protecting the people around them. And the reason for this is, I think the best way to see it is what someone explained to me once. If you think about someone who is peeing on you. I know this may sound strange, but if someone pees on you and you wear trousers, you will still become wet. But if someone is wearing trousers and they try to pee on you, they will get wet. And it's similar if you are coughing and you're wearing a mask, then you will protect to a greater extent than if the other person is wearing a mask. Some things to... That's good to know about TB, though, is that it's not just spread through coughing. It's also spread through talking, sneezing, and singing. So just because a person is not coughing on you doesn't mean that they can't transmit TB to you. And especially singing is a very effective way of infecting people with TB if someone is in a choir, for example. The other thing that's good to know about TB is that it can stay in the air for up to 24 hours. So it means that if you come into a room where someone with TB has been 7 hours ago, you can still get TB from that. And that's once again why it's so important to keep good ventilation in the rooms. Another thing you can do to protect yourself against TB is if you know that you are at risk of getting TB, for example, if you're staying with someone who has TB or you're HIV positive, is to take something called TPT. It's TB preventive therapy. What you're doing when you take TPT is that you're treating the TB bacteria before it has had a chance to develop into a disease. So if you have TB in your body but you're still feeling fine, you treat it at the very earliest stage. And they've seen that if you stay with someone with TB, you're protected. Not 100%, but to 60% from TB if you take TBT. And the same if you're HIV positive.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Anne.